This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Brian Vaughn, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School, as we continue our series of interviews with North Shore coaches as we learn more about them as players and as coaches as their careers evolved. And Brian, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
How's everything? I hope your summer is going well.
Yeah, everything's going fine. And Brian, before we get into specifically you, I'm going to ask you a question about somebody close to you, Brian Vaughn Jr., your son, who had an injury. Maybe you could share with our listeners a bit about that and then give us an update on how he is doing. He's currently a classical senior.
Yes. Brian, unfortunately, his sophomore year after, you know, doing really well and as a sophomore, first year playing quarterback, on Thanksgiving, had a devastating injury that tore three of his major ligaments, his ACL, his LCL, and his PCL. And those that injury caused a little bit of nerve damage in his leg, which gave him a drop foot. A major knee repair on the surgery, knee surgery, and then he had a second surgery to repair the damaged nerves to help out with the dropped foot. He's been doing PT for the last, seems like 10 years, but it's been like the last two, you know, since the injury, since the surgeries. He's been doing PT three times a week, and things are better for him. He was fortunate enough last Thanksgiving to come back, which he wasn't supposed to happen, but he worked hard enough. His goal was to come back on Thanksgiving, and he worked. He busted his butt to do that, and you know, since then he's been busting his butt to be able to definitely make sure he comes back for a senior year, and he's been doing that. He's come a long way with the injury, but he still has a long way to go, so it's still day-to-day in a sense of, you know, you gotta grind it out. And I'm so proud of how he has handled that adversity.
Yeah, very difficult situation. I know for obviously himself, but the family as well. As you noted, it's obviously top of mind, probably every day for sure for you guys.
Definitely.
So we're thinking of you, and of course Brian Jr. Of course, and wish him the best. And
thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so Brian, let's get into you. Let's go way. Let's put the Wayback Machine on here. So little Brian Vaughn. Now, when do you first remember being near a football?
Oh man, I think I started playing football when I was 11 years old, my first year. Always played it, you know, in Lynn, growing up in Lynn, always played it. We called it muckle during recess, you know, kill the man with the ball, or some people call. Always played it, then played organized football when I was 10 for Westland Pop Warner. Did that for a little bit, and then we moved over to East Lynn, so I played for East Lynn for 1 year, and right after that, my freshman year at Lynn English, I had the opportunity to play as a freshman. So I've been playing ball I've been around ball since I was 10 years old.
All right. Now, when my days at WESX, I remember you playing football for Lynn English High School. So who was coaching then? And let's start there, and then tell me about the freshman year. What happened for you on your freshman year?
Oh, yeah. So my freshman year, it was, you know, I was just planning on playing freshman football, which you know, and Clark Crowley was the head coach at the time, and you know, he liked my speed and my quickness. So I got an opportunity. Didn't start on varsity, but I got an opportunity to play a little bit on varsity at corner. And a few carries at running back. It was a little eye-opener for me because I was only like, I might have been 130 pounds. I don't even know how much I weighed. But, you know, it was eye-opening because guys were big and I just worked my tail off in the off season to earn that starting spot when I came back my sophomore year, and you know, and then from there I was a starter of varsity. And, you know, I had a pretty decent high school career. It was fun playing over at Lynn English, and you know, good times.
Now, as far as you're saying 130 as a freshman, but you must have. I mean, I may be mistaken, but you must have packed on a few pounds and worked the weight room pretty hard going into your senior year. Yes.
I mean, I wish I could say that. I want to say, even in college, I didn't I didn't crack over 165 to my junior year in college. So I played at a lightweight.
Okay.
All through high school, all through college. I want to say going into my junior year I was 188. And then my senior year, I think I went back down to 175. I think I stayed at like 180 my senior year in college. But I was never one to pack on the weight. It was always tough for me. I wish I could say that now. But when I was playing, I was high school, early prep school, early college career, I was between that 160, 165 weight.
No, I didn't mean, I knew that, I thought you were a little more than 130 though, but that, and what you were, I guess, later on in high school, but not a lot more. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So as a running back at high school now, and one more focused question on high school, describe to our listeners your running style.
I was never the speedster burner. I was more of the shifty scat back type. Mm-hmm. Small and compact with the ability to, like, you know, make people miss. And because I was so small, you know, I wasn't a big guy, you know, people really never got a really good shot on me. So I was able to break, a couple tackles here and there. But I was more of a scat back type.
Got it. Okay. So now you're actually, before I let you go, tell me about the high school piece. What do you remember about Thanksgiving against Classical on Thanksgiving as a high schooler?
Oh, I just remember it was always good because you're going against, especially for me, I was kind of unique because, like I said, I played West Lynn. I started out West Lynn, which is, you know, at the time represented Classical because it was West Lynn. And back then, if you lived in West Lynn, you had to go to Classical. If you lived in East Lynn, you had to go to English. So, like I said, I started out in West Lynn. So I, a lot of the kids that I played against, I played with when I played Pop Warner. And then when we moved to East Lynn, I moved over to East Lynn and English. And the beauty of Thanksgiving was, not only was it the rivalry between, you know, the crosstown rival, but it was also a rivalry for me for friends because I made a lot of friends from playing at both youth program, both Pop Warner programs, and you know, it made for a good whoever won the game, it made it for a good smack talk throughout the year.
One of our set questions we ask we're asking the coaches is to this point, and you kind of teed me up for this one, is the friends that you made in high school playing either for English or against Classical, as you just documented, you know, playing over there before getting into high school with the youth sports and with the Pop Warner at West Lynn. There must be people that you're still teammates that you're still close with to this day.
Oh yeah, of course, tons of friends. You know, it's just, you know, I had guys over last week and we played cards with those guys. Right? You know, go back all the way back to playing youth football. That's one of the beauties of football because I believe it's the ultimate team sport because, you know, no one person in football, no one person, you know, you're not going to win because of one person. You're going to win because of the team. And when you do those things, you create these bonds and friendships that last forever. I'm fortunate enough because not only did I play in high school, I was blessed and fortunate enough to play in college, I meeting guys from all over the country, now I can sit back, you know, I can honestly say, you know, I have friends from all over the world, different continents, so friends that speak different languages, friends from different religions, so that's all because I was able to play football.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's funny, you mentioned football being the ultimate team sport, and as you were saying that, I'm thinking through this, and I'm thinking of other sports, but yet, when you got to perform as a team, in a span of 1 or 2 seconds or 3 seconds, you have to all be on the same page, if you will. I mean, that makes the case in point for what you just said. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
All right, Brian, on to college, on to Northeastern University. You hit the field there. Parsons Field, I guess it's called, right? So tell us, tell us about what college was like at Northeastern for you playing football.
Oh man, it was a great experience. You know, playing. My goal coming out of high school was always to play at the highest level that I thought I could play at, and you know, so I did a postgraduate year at Maine Central Institute for a year at MCI. And out of that, I thought I was going to get some opportunities with regards to offers from UMaine, UMass, UConn. And Northeastern was one of them as well. And then what ended up playing out was, you know, at the end of the day, none of them, you know, I was on the borderline to get offered, but then at the end of the day, I was never offered. And I originally thought I was going to, you know, walk on to UMass. But then I changed my mind at the last minute to go to Northeastern, walk on at Northeastern. I redshirted my freshman year. Got the opportunity my redshirt freshman year, which was my sophomore year in class, but as still a freshman on the field, I was fortunate enough to start, even though they switched my position from receiver to the wideout. Started, I want to say, the first 8 games, I think I started at receiver, led the team in receptions, and then they moved me back to running back just so I can touch the ball more. And, you know, great experience. Had a great time playing there. Got the opportunity to be around some great coaches, Barry Gallup, Tom Lamb, legendary high school coach from Natick, Mass. You know, some coaches that were starting their coaching career there that ended up in the NFL. Doug Marone, he was our online coach. You know, he's been the coach for the Saints and a few other programs. I think the Bills as well. Coach Filmon, who was the head coach, won a Super Bowl, was the OC at Green Bay, and was over at was the head coach at the Dolphins for a while, and you know, a bunch of other coaches that, you know, I was able to learn from, and you know, they not only made me a better football player, but they made me a better man, and that experience, I'm truly blessed that I had that experience.
Yeah, you're dropping some great names there with Gallup, his time at Northeastern, and you mentioned Lamb, the legendary Natick coach as well. But how about coaching influences, Brian? You know, you mentioned those names, but maybe something that a coach along the way or two influenced you as to your coaching style. You know, it could be a high school coach, could be a Pop Warner coach, college coach, whatever, or a fellow coach, you know, that you coach against or coach with. What would you give to me?
I was fortunate. There was a bunch of names that when I was at Northeastern that, you know, you look at now, they're at big Power 5 programs or NFL teams. But one of the guys that stand out the most is obviously Tom Lamb, who, you know, I built a really good relationship with there. He was my OC my first 3 years there. And he actually, when I was head coach over at Boston English, he was my defensive coordinator there for 2 years. So, you know, that was a great experience. He had a huge impact on me. His love for the game and his love for, you know, just you know, for his players taught me a lot. And then another main coach that I learned a lot from, rest in peace, is Mike Borich. He was my receivers coach. He was actually the guy that recruited me to Northeastern. Unfortunately, he passed away a few years back, like 15 years back. But you know, he was a heavily influenced on me. Just the passion that he had, the his approach to how to coach, how to handle players, had a huge impact on me, and I try to carry myself with a mixture of those two guys.
Yeah, you bring out a good point. You mentioned the word passion, and for whatever people do for work, whether it be coaching or something else, passion's a big piece of success for sure. Now, back to Tom Lamb for a second. Wasn't he Natick's coach when Doug Flutie was there?
Yes.
So that's one of his claim to fames, if you will.
Yeah.
All right. So now, how would you describe your coaching style and how it has evolved, maybe since you even became a coach, or you know, how you kind of fashion yourself as a coach and coach and you know, as a head coach too now?
I think one thing that you know, that I take pride in is always having that passion and I talk about and that energy every day when I'm around the guys, regardless if it's in the weight room or you know, we're practicing when camp starts and when the season goes on. I think that has a huge impact on our guys, because, you know, if you come to work every day ready to rock and roll, I think the kids come to work, they feed off that. And then I think one of the things that I think one of the things that have changed over the years, especially since I've been a head coach from when I started out being an assistant coach over at Lynn English, was, you know, back then it was always, you know, all right, this is the one way we're going to do it. We're going to do it this way. We're going to teach it this way. You got to learn it this way. And then over the years, I figured out, especially even with just teaching too in school systems, is, you know, everybody learns different. Everybody approaches things different. So I think one of the big things, the big changes is, you know, you can teach one thing to one kid, but teaching that same thing, you might have to change it up how to teach it to another kid just so he can understand it a little bit better. You know, and then I learned over the years, you know, sometimes some kids you can be a little bit harder on and some kids you can't. So, you know, you just got to approach it. You got to approach each kid different.
Yeah. Is that something that as your coaching evolved that you kind of picked up specifically become when you became a head coach? But I'm thinking you also that evolved as well.
I would probably say it started before I became head coach.
Yeah.
But I probably went all in on that approach when I became a head coach.
All right, Brian. You know this season here, I guess I'm down to one last question here with you here. I do have a couple other questions here now that I think about it. How about a football game that not necessarily one you played in or coached in, you could have watched it on TV. It could be a pro game, a college game. It could be a high school game anywhere. Is there a kind of a standout game or two that you could pull out that made an impact on you for some reason?
Oh, man. I mean, if anybody knows me, knows I'm a huge Notre Dame fan. I love college football. I love college athletics. I'll choose college football, college basketball over NFL, NBA any day. So, you know, one of the biggest games that I remember as a kid that made me want to play college football was those rivalry Notre Dame-Miami games. The Catholics versus the Convicts. I used to love that energy. I used to love that atmosphere. I used to love watching those games on TV. Those games made me fall in love with football.
When you look at that, that was obviously prior to you playing college football then, right?
Yeah. Yes. I was still like in middle school and high school.
Yeah, exactly. And the energy of those games was fantastic, I'm sure. But yeah.
Yeah, I wish I was there. I mean, just even watching it on TV, you could feel the energy.
All right, Brian, here we go. Here's my last question to you. You know, as a football coach, you're thinking of, as a football coach, I could be wrong on this, but I'm thinking you're thinking classical football every single day in some way, some fashion, something goes through your head on classical football. So as of today, we're talking today, what's top of mind regarding classical football it's either a kind of to-do thing or a concern that you might have for classical football?
I think just one of the biggest things that, you know, for us that, you know, that it's not a concern or a worry. You know, we just want our guys to understand the process of developing themselves to be the best person that they can be. And I'm not just talking about football players. I'm not just talking about how you play on Friday night. You know, I'm talking about academically in the classroom. Be the best person you can be when you're home at the house. Be the best son that you can be. Be the best brother that you can be. Be the best student that you can be. That's a huge thing that we talk about as coaches over at Classical. We want our kids to be like, you know, the best person that they can be on the athletic field, in the classroom, and in the community. Like, we stress that a lot. We think, you know, I probably think about that more than I think about X's and O's. Because I think, you know, no one, at the end of the day, no one really cares if you can run a slant, but they care about is how you treat people and if you get to put yourself be in position to be successful in life.
Yeah, and all the things you just mentioned, if that were to come together for one of your players, I think that only helps them out on the football field as well, for sure, and on the practice field, you know?
Exactly.
All right, Brian, I'm done with my questions, but is there anything that you might want to pick up on or share with our listeners about Brian Vaughn?
I think I'm good.
We covered enough here, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Brian, what we say here is, you know, we really appreciate you spending some time sharing a bit about yourself. Obviously, we'll be back in touch soon to talk about the X's and O's and the players and the games, the matchups and all of that. But for now, thank you for your time and enjoy the rest of the summer.
I want to say thank you for all you do for, you know, high school football and high school sports throughout this area, and, you know, everybody, it's a pleasure that, you know, when we talk, and I hope you have a good summer as well.
Yeah, great, and thanks for those kind words. But there he is, Brian Vaughn, Lynn Classical head football coach. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO, newsports.com.